have to be used for the campaign. And there's still one family that's not sponsored that's in the park in Pittsburgh. South Mobile, out by West Penn Hospital. And I just found out about this yesterday. And there is an 81-year-old grandfather and a 54-year-old mother and her five children. And they're between 9 to 19. And they have no hopes of the sponsorship because of the old grandfather and widowed mother. And so they're set up in the park, but they're very lonely because they don't have no contact with humans, like the agency doesn't have time to go and visit them. And I don't think the kids are in school yet.
How did they get the contact?
The agency couldn't. I guess when Gil Murray said, you know, Gil Murray put their foot down, they were on the Mandu camera. And Gil Murray also charged
the resettlement?
Yes.
And then what?
No, it's completely free on the part of the community. We're using their funds though for like toothpaste and beer and cigarettes and things like that. Mm-hmm. And we've got a lot of gifts for Christmas. Anyhow, about this family. So what we're going to do is, I told some of the Cambodian families, and I said, a few of us, I'll get a car and a few of us will go to visit them. And I asked Mark, she hasn't responded yet, if we could run here for Christmas Day. And even somebody might know, I mean, even if they don't, they'll just talk in and out with us. It's so great having their own country people here. So we were going to ask the Holy Rosary and St. Raphael's if they would go visit them. But I don't have any names or anything. So. And they're on welfare and on food stamps and everything. They're self-employed. It's just that they don't have any support. And they feel.
You said that one family will be self-sufficient. How will they become self-sufficient?
Well, he has a job, and his wage is going to be enough that he's going to be able to support his family. It's not a big job, it's just a job of sweeping and he has enough money now that, and he knows enough of how to finance. I guess Annette will still work with him, but
who's Annette?
Annette is his coordinator. My father Farina is the head person, but then each priest puts a coordinator out, and Annette and Steve are responsible for, you know, like taking them to the doctors.
They're parishioners?
Yeah. And so they'll want, they said that they're ready to send. I'm sure Annette will be there, you know, to help him. And the two kids are at school, one of the big ones here. That means that they can pay for their rent, their utilities, or food.
Do they still need that food stamps?
No. They have a medical card. They all have their Social Security and Medicare cards. That would be one of the first things we got. The other thing that was great was the public health nurse being the teacher. One of the little kids got hurt up in the spring, you know, and had to take her down and slip her for stitches. And then they started asking about that, has she had a tetanus shot and what kind of medical attention. And I didn't know of anything that she might have. So they reported public health came here. I've been saying that, you know, what's this one family here, Cambodian family here? What's the story on them? I said, we don't have one Cambodian family here, we have six. And so then And so then I got all their medical records, and one person needed to go to BDR clinic, BDRL clinic. He had venereal disease.
Oh, okay.
And he hadn't had enough insulin, so he had to sterilize and contact the line. But all tested for TB. And then he got their x-rays. And Dr. Kutkavich's cup came in and came down from Mars quickly, and he did all their baby shots. So by January, everybody's going to be taken care of medically with their shots and whatever they need. Mercy Hospital has a thing going now where they're checking in for their hepatitis stored in a complete prison. No, that was supposed to go to bed. Because of the snow. They didn't go. But one of the things was I was very angry with this resettlement office. You know, one of the things is being orientated to healthcare is that they were the slowest moving on the healthcare part because they had one little kid that was seen in New York, and the doctor said he was a possibility of having months. And I kept saying to them, you know, we got to get this kid to the doctor. We got to get the VS cramps and stuff. We can't eat. And they said, no, you know, there's other things more important. And I said, no, that this is more important. So when I called the cabbage, and that's how we got involved with it, and we took the kid to the doctors. And that's how this ball got rolling, too. And that's how. So I mean, he's okay now. Medication is fine. But, they're more interested in getting sponsors and first thing, getting them settled. But not the medical is the last thing, of course.
Mm-hmm. And how is it going with getting sponsors?
Okay. Today I can say we have all the family sponsored except that one. That's seven. Our family, Bellevue, is going to take this last round.
Assumption Care?
Yeah. Annie Green did work on that. Some of the sisters did more work on this than the Resettlement Office did. And they went out and they campaigned. And they asked people if they would sponsor them. Annie Green went down there today, yesterday and had a meeting with them. And they voted yes. We were going to take care of you, but it's not already coming to start working.
Now, what would you, if you were doing that, what would you be doing? Just to get an idea of what that entails.
Well, it entails getting a house and all the furniture and set up and that, and then, you know, getting the mother a job, and she's on the slow side. So
there's no father in this
room? No, he's dead. And I've already started the boys in school. That was one of the things. And they have no clothes and that. And then we have to continue with their medical. I never seen medical problems on that family. It would entail, I think, a lot of work. Well, I know, talking to Cindy Kaminsky, you know how much she had to work with the different Cubans and that. She said it was terrible. The community thing that says it won't be great, it falls on you.
What do you mean? Our community?
Yeah.
I'm not clear what you're referring to with the Cubans. Is that it for social worker?
Who?
Cindy.
No, she said we sponsored the Cuban family. There's three boys or so, three or four.
Or Vietnam.
Oh, you have some Cubans too.
Right? Cubans?
Mm-hmm. Vietnamese too.
I knew about the Vietnamese. When did we have a Cuban family?
Well, there was a lot of problems with it because somebody joined drugs and that. I didn't know it either until the fellow, he's come back from California and the fellow, he was just here the last couple of summers. And he said it was a lot of hard work, and Because you have to be there, you know, taking everywhere. Because you have to transport them to the doctor, shopping.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like you being mother in the situation.
Do they have any income masks?
Who?
The Cambodians.
No
money come in.
No. I mean, none of them's on welfare.
Mm-hmm. What kind of hopes do they express for the future?
Well, I think the biggest hope, the biggest thing about it, they think this country's wonderful and be free. And then for education, Cinco Sauce came. His brother's in Germany. And he could have went to Germany, and he could have went to France. And he had those options. And or the United States, and he wanted to come here because he thought his children had the best future. And he also has two friends in California where he could be. He has a brother and a very good friend in California. And he would sponsor him, because I seen the letters that he has asking me to be his sponsor. But he doesn't want that. He wants to be. I guess he wants to be on his own. He doesn't want to go there. But he likes living. They don't care for the cold, but the snow fascinates them. Especially the kids, they like a lot of things. But I think that's their greatest hopes, is the education. I think the American children are so, so lucky. They speak well. They don't, but one boy says to me, they don't pick their books anymore. And you ask them why, he says, oh, they don't like school, they don't like to study. And all you have to say to them, you know, about learning English or math, they don't have, and they love to draw. All you have to ask them, you know, start talking about something. Writing it down. How do you spell this? How do you say that? What's this word? You know, they're so, I mean, for a teacher, they would be a teacher's idea.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Carol Ann's going to start teaching me when they're both geometry upstairs. Francis is going to start teaching me. She just moved in from us this week. And she teaches up at Quigley. And she said, you know, the boys are interested. She said, how could I help you out? And I said, well, I said, they really want math, and they're asking me things that I don't know. And she said, well, my degree is in math. So I said, oh, could you help me draw? And she said, oh, yes.
I'll help Carolyn. Is she living here in Redwood Kitchen?
Well, she was living up at Zillionople, and it was a hard traveling back and forth. She was living with a lot of older sisters, and she was here most of the time, right?
Yeah.
So, it was a better situation, I think, to move in. Since then, now she's here. Three-fourths of the time she was here, she was moving in my other room.
Oh, the room you had before you
moved upstairs. Yeah, we upstairs, yeah. Which I haven't used since I've been here, since they came. Just know that they were from Thailand. They went to Bataan, and they were held over there until they came. They were in California for a day, and then they came from Bataan to California to here. Mm-hmm. They already are sponsored. I don't know how that went through, but they already are sponsored. This will all happen the week of Thanksgiving. This all came about because I was at home and my friend says, could we take two more families? She said, they're already sponsored. They're in Baton right now. And we'll be getting them in December. So it's always been fun. If it's okay with the community, it's fine. Yeah.
Now, if they're already sponsored, does that mean they're waiting until the
right.
bus is ready?
Right. They're supposed to be picked up on Saturday at this day on the 6th. But they don't have furniture, all the furniture yet, so I don't know what. That's why I say when you say something, it doesn't always hold true. So many times they say, oh, they're leaving on December 8th, and December 8th and comes and goes, and they're still here. They say, oh, they're going to be leaving next week. And what? They're not leaving until. So no more I'm saying, they're leaving now, that when they're getting really close, they're saying, we're going to come and get them tomorrow. So many times it goes through.
Is that because of colonization or the arrangements that they did have? Or what do you think?
Well, they had the house in Martinsville already, and their niece is this lady, they're renting the house off of, wanted to sell the house. And she asked Father if she could take some of the things out of the house that were hers, and she wrecked the house. And so they have to do gold. She really did a lot of giving, so that threw them out. And then this Christmas week is a hard time to ask parishioners to, you know, to leave their homes to go fix up another home. And he was very discouraged about the whole thing and feeling pressured. You know, and I said, well, why don't you just leave him here until Christmas? But I think he's going to try for Christmas.
And that's St. Karen.
I have mostly my communications been with the coordinators and all the families rather than the pastors, because they don't seem to know as much.
The pastors don't?
No. Or the,
oh, I,
the
okay.
priests, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the coordinators seem to be more in gear with what's going on. Because, well, the pastors have other things to do. The Father Rogers is the key person in St. Karen's. And he's the one that came down. The other family, I don't know anything about. I don't have any names. They didn't send me any names for this family either.
Well, then it was a surprise when they knew one of the families here.
Yes, uh-huh. Because we just knew the father's name, and I asked him if Simple Sound and did they know this name, and he said, no. And he said, he forgot. As soon as he saw me, he knew who he was. Well, you figure that in four camps there's over a million people, you know, that's a lot of people. And I kept telling these people that are sponsoring, don't worry about what the house looks like. They don't need a lot of furniture. They never slept in a bed until, you know, until they hit this country. Some of the children were going on, they were sleeping on the floor of the business. They were not sleeping under all the covers, but, you know, they were sleeping on the bed.
Well, yeah, how do they sleep?
They sleep on a mat. And the mat is, it's not really, it's a plastic thing. Plastic cover. And you know, they're really smart because they just wrap their package up with it. Mm-hmm. So on the outside, it's just the wrapping of the package, and all you have to do is unwrap the package and lay their mat down. And then usually it's about a circle off the ground. So, like a platform item. But the story they tell you about being hungry is just, you know, it's really sad. And how they had to beg for rice. And how hard they had to work. And how their bellies became edematous. And how their feet became edematous. One boy was just talking to me yesterday, and they know that I go to chapel every day, an hour before Mass and pray. And after he said me, they wanted to come talk, so at 3 o'clock they came. So they talked at 4 o'clock. He said, oh, sister, you're perfect. And I said, that's okay, you know. But he wanted to tell me about, you know, he said he'd be so hungry here. or I guess their blood sugar was out of whack and it just passed out. And it was the first time that he had mentioned his mother, that she was really thin. He didn't say anything more about it, and I didn't want to push it. But his mother's dead, and it was the first time he ever mentioned about his mother. His father still can't believe. It's been since 1979. Like, he came to Thailand, and his father wrote letters, come home, come back. So he went back to Thailand. He says, I found nothing. He escaped again and came back again. Mm-hmm. And those are the twins. But they went back and forth twice.
They're just young.
Yeah, they're 17. And I think they have seen a lot every day. Because Sal says he carried his son over the mountain, Sapana. And he said, he gave me trouble then and he gives me trouble now. And he says, and I don't know what going to happen when I take him to Pittsburgh. I'm afraid he's going to get lost.
How old is he?
He's 3, but you know, he's everywhere. He gets into everything. And he's, you know, very friendly.
Were all the children born in Cambodia? Have some been born since the family's left?
Oh, yeah. His brother was born. That lady in that family is not the mother of his other kids. She's only the mother of his son. And he's not the father of his son. She has no family. No family at all. And
mother?
Yes. And she was wandering around in the camps of Thailand. Very, very, very skinny. And she got pregnant. And he helped her out. And so, since he was so kind to her, she, you know, I don't know if they fell in love or what happened, but he asked her about getting married. He's a lot older than her. And so that's how they came. And he became the father of her. But really, he's not. He has the other 3 other kids are his, but his wife is dead. Very active. This one is probably this last one. Much he's paid, but he wants to work and support his family. And also they're interested in sending him back to their families in Thailand, as most of them do. Some of them still have their families in Thailand, some have in Cambodia. And most of them are interested in getting an education and work. They want so bad to learn English. You know, they keep saying they're no good. And I says, how long have you been here? You've only been here a couple of months, and now you know, mm-hmm. they don't have patience to wait there for you to come. You think they should know it all right now? Yesterday they were in French, and I said, you really could feed yourself. But they pick up the French much faster than they're picking up the English. Simcoe Sal speaks fluent French. All his education was in French. And their country is also, was partially for a while, it was in France, was in there, right? Mm-hmm. And their back history. So a lot of their words in that are in there. And also we went through, the other ways we talked at first was they have books, school books, from the pictures, and we learned words that way. That's how I learned what different kind of animals they were in Cambodia, and what kind of temperature they have. They all, my cupboard door has all the pictures that they have drawn for me, like their houses and some dancing ladies, and they told me about their religion, how they come about getting married, and that if you have a lot of daughters, you're a wealthy man, because the boy has to pay for the girl. He explained that to me, like his son and my daughter, and your daughter, and my son likes your daughter, and he comes to, we talk, and the money is, you know, is right, and then, okay, that's when they get married. The men do not get married until they're 25. They're not allowed to get married until they're 25. And the girls have to be 18. I mean, there's a time set for marriage. They talked about the holiday that they have, where they fix all the good food, and then they put it, and they take it to the temple, and give it to the gods. And they talk about the women that aren't married, the virgins, they have a place to be. They end up. But that's all going on.
Are they searching to worship in that way again and celebrate the holiday?
Well, I think they really like, some of them like to come to Mass.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's the music or what they like, but they do everything they do. I think if they didn't have that English part, the rest was much easier than he's going on. I don't know if they... See, I don't know how prayerful they are. The other thing, they have this... They do have superstitions. One of the sisters said, well, tell them to stop doing that. And I says, listen, if they have... If you believe in something, and I said, hey, that's not right. They have this coin burning thing.
Burning,
yes. And it's, they heat up a coin, and if they're sick, it's just like they're trying to burn the evil out of them. It leaves all these marks on them. You know, they actually burn themselves with the coin.
Mm-hmm.
So I know Yanel has like 13 on them, and your mom has like 5 on them, and they're supposed to be the Christian religion. And it's really holy. One of the fathers had a headache, so he put this big purple thing on his head. And I'm thinking, oh my God, I hope that's not going to be permanent. Because every time I say, oh, that's not good, not good. I said, come and take some aspirin. I think it's aspirin or America. Miracle pill. I have given up more aspirins.
Oh, they like them?
Yeah.
Do they find they like
them? Yeah, they kind of, you know. I think some of the time they were down, they would be homesick. And they said they had a headache. But the aspirins kind of, you know, relax them. Or else, I'm saying, you want to sit here and talk, you know, and they'd stay and talk. And I don't know if it was the aspirins worth it or the talking that worked. Something worked. They'd stay in my room until 10 o'clock at night.
Is that like talking about the things that happened?
Mm-hmm. Or also ask, what's this? No.
Oh.
Or they'll have a book in their mind. Turn the word out. It can be whatever. I found as soon as I left the floor, even if I shut the door, they'll still.
Mm-hmm.
They know that I'm there. When I was sick, I told them, what? I'm sick, so what? I'm going to bed. And I walked around with a 101 temperature for 2 days. And he said he wanted to come in and I said, just sat in bed. And about 3 o'clock, I said, from me, because I was
This is true.
What do they do during the day, you know, besides classes? Do they do any sewing or anything like that?
No. The women are kind of idolized.
Women don't do too much.
They're getting to do more, but when they first came, they didn't do nothing.
Well, who did the cleaning?
The men. Oh, the men. And the boys.
The cleaning.
Yes.